Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a topic that's really vital if you run a WordPress website: updates. You shared a really practical guide with us, and our mission, well, it's to dig into it so you can navigate those updates with total confidence, keep your site secure, running smoothly, you know, whether you're hands-on or maybe you use a support team.
Exactly. And this resource, it really focuses on making WordPress updates feel more manageable, especially thinking about how they interact with support services. The key thing really is the emphasis it puts on getting ready, planning ahead. It's all about smoothing out that update experience and ideally heading off problems before they start.
Okay, so let's just jump right in. The guide starts with what feels like, well, a no-brainer, but it's foundational. Backing up your website before you even think about clicking update. Why is this just so non-negotiable?
Well, think of it like this. Even updates that have been tested can sometimes, you know, throw a curveball. A plugin might suddenly clash with a new WordPress version, or maybe your theme gets a weird visual glitch. Sometimes, though it's rare, the update process itself might just hit a snag. So having that recent, complete backup, that's your instant undo button. It lets you quickly roll back your site to exactly how it was, minimizing any disruption for your visitors.
Right, the safety net. The guide then breaks down some crucial things to consider for backups. First one, regular scheduling. This isn't just for when an update is looming, is it?
Oh, not at all. Making backups a consistent habit, like even when you're not planning an update, it's just smart website hygiene. You never know when something unexpected might pop up. Could be a server issue, human error, maybe even a security thing.
Yeah.
So having a reliable backup means you can recover fast from all sorts of stuff. And the guide, yeah, it points out using plugins or hosting features to automate it. That makes it way easier.
And it's not enough for that backup to just sit there on the same server, right? The guide really hammers home storing backups off-site. Why that extra step?
Yeah, that's where you add a really critical layer of protection. I mean, if your website server had a major meltdown or lost data,
oh, no.
A backup on that same server would be gone too. So keeping copies somewhere else, cloud storage like Dropbox, Google Drive, or a dedicated backup service, you ensure your data safe and accessible, even in that worst case scenario. It's about having that separate, geographically independent copy.
Okay, this next point, it really hit home for me. Actually testing your backup restoration process. It's like, what good is a backup if you're not sure you can actually use it?
Exactly. It really brings up preparedness. Like, imagine needing your parachute and realizing you don't know how to open it. So regularly practicing the restore process, it gives you confidence that the backups actually work, lets you spot any roadblocks in recovery, and ensures you can get back online fast if, you know, disaster strikes. You might even find your current backup method isn't grabbing everything, like maybe the database isn't fully included.
Good point. Okay, moving on. The guide emphasizes it's not just WordPress core, but also themes and plugins that need updating. What's the connection there?
Well, if you look at the whole picture, WordPress is the core, right? Your theme handles the look and feel, lots of features, and plugins add specific functions. When WordPress updates, there are often underlying code changes. Themes and plugins need to be compatible with those changes to work right.
Makes sense.
And outdated themes or plugins, they can cause visual glitches, broken features, but also, and this is serious, they can introduce security holes that hackers love to exploit. They basically become weak links in your site's defense.
Okay, so the guide gives some best tips for handling these theme and plugin updates. First one, enable automatic updates, but it adds a pretty big note of caution.
Yeah, that's a tricky one for smaller, maybe less critical plugins, especially from developers you trust. Auto updates can be super convenient, keeps you on the latest, most secure version without thinking about it. But for major plugins doing critical stuff or themes with lots of custom changes, it's often smarter to be more careful. Major version updates can sometimes break things compatibility-wise, so the recommendation is usually test those bigger updates on a staging site first.
Staging site.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Another tip is regularly checking theme and plugin compatibility. How do you actually do that proactively?
A good way is to just make it a routine. Check the WordPress repository or go directly to the theme and plugin developers' websites. Look for info saying they're compatible with the latest WordPress version.
Okay.
If something hasn't been updated in ages or doesn't explicitly say it's compatible, that's about a red flag. Might be time to look for alternatives that are actively maintained. There are even some plugins that can help scan for known compatibility issues, which is handy.
And no surprise here, security is a huge focus. The guide really stresses prioritizing security updates for themes and plugins.
Absolutely. Security flaws are found all the time in software WordPress core, themes, plugins. They're all targets. Developers push out updates specifically to patch these holes. So, like the guide says, pay attention to the release notes when an update comes out. Look for mentions of security fixes. Applying those updates quickly is one of the best things you can do to protect your site.
Now, for those bigger, more complex sites, the guide introduces staging environments. You mentioned them just now. Can you explain what that is and why it's such a good idea?
Yeah, think of a staging environment like an identical twin of your live website, but it's hidden away in a private, separate space.
Like a sandbox.
Exactly, a practice area. You can try out anything, apply updates, test new plugins, mess with the design without any risk of breaking the live site your visitors see. It's incredibly useful for finding conflicts or issues safely before they cause problems on your actual public site.
Okay, and the guide outlines some best practices for using these staging environments effectively. First is replicating real-world scenarios during testing. What does that mean practically?
It means being thorough. The guide suggests you mimic how your actual users interact with your site. So go through the typical user journeys. If it's e-commerce, make a test purchase. Got a contact form, submit a test message.
Wow, okay.
By doing those real-world things, you're much more likely to uncover hidden issues that you might miss just doing a quick visual check after an update.
Makes sense. Another key practice, test across multiple browsers and devices. Why is that so crucial now?
Well, people access the web on everything, right? Chrome, Firefox, Safari, Edge, desktops, tablets, smartphones. Your site might look and work perfectly on your setup, but someone else on a different browser or device might see layout problems or find things that just don't work.
Yeah, that happens.
So testing across that whole range, like the guide recommends, helps ensure everyone has a consistent, good experience no matter how they get to your site.
And the final best practice for staging, document and analyze your test results. Sounds a bit administrative, maybe, but I see the value.
It might seem like extra work up front, yeah. But keeping detailed notes, what steps you took, what you saw, any issues, it's incredibly valuable. Like the guide says, this documentation helps you track down the cause of problems much faster.
Right.
Plus, if similar issues pop up later after other updates, got a record to check back on. Saves time and effort down the road.
Okay, the guide then pivots a bit, talking about the WordPress community and support forums. How can these communities help when you're dealing with updates?
Oh, the WordPress community is huge and incredibly helpful. The official WordPress.org support forums and lots of theme and plugin specific forums, they're just gold mines of information.
Yeah.
You'll find discussions on everything updates, compatibility problems, solutions to common issues. By actively participating, like the guide suggests, you learn from others' experiences, stay aware of potential update issues, and often find answers to your own questions.
And the guide gives some practical tips on how to find and engage with these forums. First, regularly monitor relevant sections. Which areas should someone focus on?
The guide points out focusing on sections for your specific WordPress version and definitely the forums for the themes and plugins you actually use. Also, keeping an eye on the general support forums where common problems get discussed can give you a heads up about potential update issues and how others fixed them.
But it's not just about lurking, right? The guide encourages actually contributing and seeking advice.
Absolutely. Don't be shy. Jump into discussions, share your own experiences, even if you think they're small. Ask for help when you hit an update snag.
Yeah.
As the guide points out, engaging helps you find solutions, sure, but it also connects you with this network of knowledgeable folks, users, developers who can offer great guidance. And hey, your experience might even help someone else out.
And for those maybe short on time for constant forum browsing, the guide suggests subscribing to notifications and newsletters. How does that help?
It's a great way to get important info sent right to you. Lots of forums let you subscribe to topics or whole sections via email, so you get alerts for new posts or replies.
Oh, handy.
Yeah. And similarly, many reputable theme and plugin devs have newsletters. They often announce updates, security patches, compatibility stuff there. It's a proactive approach, like the guide says, keeps you informed without you having to constantly hunt for the info.
Okay, finally, the guide tackles when it might be time to call in the pros' professional WordPress support services.
Huh.
What are the signs it might be time to get expert help?
Well, if the whole update process just feels overwhelming, or if your website is absolutely critical for your business and you just cannot afford downtime, or maybe you just don't have the technical know-how or the time to manage it all yourself.
Right.
Then yeah, getting professional maintenance and support is a really smart move. Like the guide suggests, they can handle the whole thing, updates, monitoring, making sure everything stays compatible, secure, and running well.
And the guide gives some important things to consider when choosing services. First, really vet potential providers thoroughly. What should you look for?
You definitely need to do your homework. The guide advises checking reviews, testimonials, case studies, get a feel for their reputation, make sure they have specific experience with WordPress updates, and understand the potential challenges. It's also worth asking about their process, how they handle updates, what their response time is if something goes wrong.
Another key point, get a clear understanding of the service offerings and the terms. What details need clarifying up front?
You need to know exactly what's included. How often do they update? What kind of monitoring do they do? How do they handle fixing issues? Do they provide backups?
Yep.
And like the guide points out, just as important as understanding the agreement terms, the costs, guaranteed response times, any limitations on their support. Transparency is really key there.
And lastly, the guide highlights communicating your specific needs to the provider. Why is that so vital for things to work well?
Because every WordPress site is unique, right? Different mix of themes, plugins, maybe custom code. So as the guide rightly points out, when you hire a service, you need to give them the details about your setup. Like the critical plugins you depend on, any custom theme changes you've made, any third-party things it connects to. This lets them tailor their approach specifically to your site and helps ensure a smooth update process without, you know, nasty surprises.
Okay, let's try and wrap this up. This deep dive into the guide on WordPress updates. It really highlighted some vital steps. We've covered the absolute need for regular offsite backups and testing those restores, keeping not just WordPress, but also themes and plugins updated and compatible. The huge value of staging environments for testing.
Definitely.
The knowledge and support forms. And yeah, knowing when it's smart to call in professional help.
Precisely. By understanding these points, implementing these strategies, you can really take a much more proactive, confident approach to managing WordPress updates. It minimizes the risk of things breaking and ultimately just helps you keep a secure, stable, well-performing website.
So thinking about how interconnected everything is on a WordPress site, the core, the theme, all those plugins, maybe a final thought for our listeners. What's one specific area you might consider auditing or updating today, you know, to proactively ensure a smoother, more secure experience down the line? Definitely something worth thinking about for your website's ongoing health. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.